Nan Hayworth, what about the new congressional district lines as we now understand them? Do they help you? Do they hurt you? Are they irrelevant?
Well, New York State still has a couple days more to determine that as of the time that we're initially talking about this, Alan. But certainly the outlines net out, if you will, between the courts and the Senate map, which are probably the likeliest ones that will resemble the district, which will become District 18 of the Hudson Valley of New York. You know, most of these places I will have already been serving. And my philosophy has always been, and that of our very hardworking team, that, we work for everyone who lives here, not just the folks who voted for me or who might vote for me. I hope to gain the trust and, confidence of, as many folks here as possible. So my attitude is, you know what, concentrate on doing your best work. And obviously we'll be meeting some new people, not clear entirely where, but probably from parts of Dutchess and Orange counties in particular. And fortunately, I've met a lot of those folks already because, of course, when you serve a county, even if you only serve a part of the county, you tend to meet folks from all over the county. So I'm very comfortable that that we have some good relationships already started.
So obviously the president will be running for re-election this time. Does that help you or hurt you?
You know, Alan, it probably, look at it this way. In 2010, the top of the ticket in New York State, the governor's race and the Senate races were not particularly strong, as we all know, for the Republican candidates. So I ran in our district as someone who wanted to be in people's minds, irrespective of where else they were looking on the ticket. And we'll be doing the same this year. New York is a strong state for the president. I'm hopeful that we'll have a strong alternative choice on the other side of the ticket, if you will, on the Republican side. Still to be determined. I did endorse Governor Romney in November. I think he will be the nominee. And I we're going to run a positive campaign, same as we did last time. Positive, constructive. I'm not here to tear down other people. I'm here to prove that I can be the best possible servant to the district that I can be.
And then, Hayworth, you mentioned Romney. We've talked about him before. George Pataki offered an endorsement of Governor Romney, which was not particularly nice, I didn't think. He said he's not the perfect candidate. He was endorsing him, but that my own feeling was perhaps he felt the convention would be deadlocked
not,
and somehow.
Use that well-worn term, not full-throated, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. How do you think Romney's doing?
Governor Romney has had a very, very tough primary season. And I think commentators have made the point, and it's well taken, that it's extremely tough to go through this process. You know, but the Republican sidelines have been looked at longingly. Paul Ryan, Mitch Daniels, Chris Christie, among others. And, you know, it's very tempting to say, well, gosh, you know, Paul Ryan would have done that much better. And I know Paul Ryan, I have full confidence he'd be a wonderful candidate. But I think you have to give Mitt Romney a lot of credit for being out there in the arena in really trying times. And one of the reasons it's so tough is, of course, that the perception has been that there's a great opportunity from the standpoint of the economy to put forward an alternative point of view. So you're going to get a lot of vigorous competition. And I just, you know, I hope he can emerge and, again, be positive and constructive so that no one will feel that this has been a matter of who can vilify the other candidate the most.
Nan Hayworth, why do you prefer Romney over Rick Santorum? You're a fairly conservative congresswoman.
I'm a fiscal conservative, yeah. And I'm a social inclusivist and centrist. And my The reason I have preferred Governor Romney is that I feel he concentrates, rightly so, on the issues that unite everybody across the country and what the federal government should be concentrating on, which is fiscal policy, managing our economy better. It's been welcome news for it should be welcome to all of us that there have been some better statistics over the past couple of months, and I hope it continues. We need it to continue. But I still have, and I'm hardly alone in this, I still have a very strong concern that we need to change the climate as we go forward, because the recovery that we hope is developing, it's the most prolonged recession, the least robust recovery since the Great Depression. I don't think it needs to be that way. We have passed the Congress prior to ours passed a couple of very big pieces of legislation, including the enormous stimulus bill that create certain drags that we need to be concerned about in the coming months and years. We do have a crisis building. So that's something that our Republican nominee has to focus on.
And would you ever put a dog on top of your car?
No. No. No, Alan, okay. I would not. My cats sleep with me, so.
Okay.
I'm one of those, you know, I'm the pet's mom. Yeah. Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Me too. Now, you've kept us abreast, Dan Hayworth, of the Common Ground Caucus. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. Well, my friend David Cicilline, who's a fellow freshman, he's a Democrat from Rhode Island, gets credit for the idea. And I was privileged that he invited me back in probably January of 2011 to be a co-founder. And just as my friend Peter Welch from Vermont, a fellow member, he too is a Democrat, invited me to be a co-chair of the Hurricane Irene Coalition. So the Common Ground Caucus brings together Democrats and Republicans from the House in social settings just so we can get to know each other better. And we've had a couple of events. We've had a lot of positive interest expressed, which is wonderful. We've had some of our members actually become actively involved. We hope to get many more. These things start out competing among so many other obligations that we all have. I'm also a member of the Bipartisan Working Group, which is a group that concentrates actually on legislative initiatives that we can pursue together. And certainly I've worked with members across the aisle on legislation. Most recently, Jim Himes and Carolyn Maloney helped me to pass with unanimous votes through the Financial Services Committee a bill to change a provision of Dodd-Frank. So, and Barney Frank even spoke in favor of that bill. So there is more comity in the House of Representatives than is sometimes reported on in the 24-hour news cycle, which, as you know, Alan, and you obviously do not, you admirably don't follow that trend, but people tend to like to report on what they think is more sensational. But in fact, there's a lot that we can do together.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Nan Hayworth, it's always wonderful when you spend some time with us and give us your perspective.
You.
It's something that we really believe here at WMC, and thank you so much for doing it.
And I do, too, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to the next time.